the K-Fire Agri International Trade Show at the Bismarck Civic Center for day two today with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Send us your emails at studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. No free pie today, but we have to say thank you to everybody that came out for free pie yesterday.
Oh, I saved leftovers, Scott.
You did, huh?
I can't believe Baca didn't eat that yesterday. You know, he was hanging out here for so long. He actually grabbed, I don't think he realized he grabbed my fork. Not that I care, but I'm not going to use it after him. I'm just surprised he didn't finish it. He actually left some pie for us.
Exactly. Steve Baca was doing the Energy Matters show in the afternoon, and he was honing in our pie, but he did leave a little bit left. But
I bet Lake of the Woods Pie Company pie, the day-old pie is still better than most people's day-of pie.
No kidding. It was really, really good. Although we did have a couple of folks say, yep, you're right. We get it. This is really good pie, really good stuff, but mine is better. In fact, Carolyn and Minokin says her rhubarb pie is so good that she actually is going to bring us some at the K-Fire Studios, and we're looking forward to that very much.
Very much looking forward to that.
But Carol did come up to me later, and she said, you know what? I get why you think this is the best pie in the Northern Plains, because the Lake of the Woods pie folks really did a good job. Yeah. And we were out of pie in 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was record time, off the shelf, gone. And I know you're going to be giving out free coffee mugs today,
sure,
for folks. So if you want to come by and get a free coffee mug after the program today, stop by and see us. Bismarck Civic Center.
So you don't forget who you got it from. It even says compliments of Todd Mitchell.
Right on it.
People have short memories sometimes and don't want anybody to forget that key part.
Exactly. So the pie yesterday, the free coffee mugs today, but most importantly, just stop by and see us. Take advantage of there's literally thousands of people that are through here because it is so much fun at the event. And it seems to me that yesterday's nice weather kind of put everybody in a really good mood that, you know, maybe spring actually is coming.
Yeah.
Maybe spring actually will be here. I don't know.
Okay, it's a few below right now, but it's going to warm back up to the 20s today. So it's, yeah, I think we are going to have a spring. And I think the worst of the dead of winter is gone.
Let's hope so. Anyway, love seeing you at the 37th Annual Agri International Show. And please stop by today. Don't have the free pie. That's all gone. But we do have coffee mugs. Of Todd Mitchell from the K-Fire Cafe. So stop by and see us. We'd love to see him. Coming up on the program today, Bill Gross, the president of Farm Rescue. What a great charity. It is so typical North Dakota nice, neighbor helping neighbor. And we're going to talk a little bit about that program with Bill Gross today. And also, Judge Wiefeld is going to be here, former Navy officer and, of course, retired judge, Bob Wiefeld. He's now chairman. Let's call him Mr. Chairman of the USS North Dakota Committee. And this is really an opportunity to show our state pride and be part of this effort where, for the first time in 104 years, in May, just a couple of months away now, Groton, Connecticut, a ship with the name North Dakota will be commissioned. First time that's happened in 104 years.
Yeah.
And they need donations from anywhere from $100 to $5,000. And there's all kinds of goodies that come with each level of donation to participate in the actual commissioning ceremony on in Groton, Connecticut. What a great thing to do for our veterans. For those that have served in the past and those that still serve today, to donate to USS North Dakota. USSND.com for more information on that. Bob will join us a little later on the program, and we look forward to that conversation coming up today. Giving Hearts Day tomorrow, and we'll be dedicating a good chunk of our program tomorrow to Giving Hearts Day. Also, Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us tomorrow. He normally joins us in the 10 o'clock hour Wednesday, but guess what? It's snowing in Washington, D.C., so they're shutting the town down.
They're going to shut that down every time they get a couple of flakes.
Yeah,
they'd be a little used to that by now.
Members of Congress are scattering like, some sort of a little rodent out of town because snow is coming. No!
Raid!
Oh, snow! So they're all leaving town, believe it or not. I can't believe this. But anyway, that affected the Congressman Cramer's travel today. So he'll join us in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow to take your calls for our weekly talk radio town hall. And then we're going to talk with some folks about Giving Hearts Day in the second hour. That's a really neat effort. There's all kinds of great charities. The Impact Foundation does that. And Giving Hearts Day is a chance for you to double your donation, because the folks from the Dakota Medical Foundation and the Impact Foundation actually match the donations that are given online. It's all online. So at midnight tonight, you can check it out. We have some favorites at flagfamily.com of top 10 charities across the state we picked out if you want a little help in trying to determine which charity is worthy of your hard-earned bucks You can check that out, flagfamily.com. But I tell you what, that's a great event, and there's all kinds of worthy charities. You're going to be talking a little bit about that on K-Fire Cafe tomorrow.
We're talking all kinds of stuff on the K-Fire Cafe tomorrow.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Including Giving Hearts Day.
We will be live from Giving Hearts Day, as a matter of fact.
Exactly right. So that'll be a lot of fun. And it's a really neat deal. It shows the impact of online giving and how easy that makes it for folks. So it's really a neat deal. They do it 24 hours, starting at midnight tonight. You donate a buck, they match it with a buck.
Right.
What a way to have a lasting impact
bang
all year long.
Bang for the buck.
Bang for the buck.
Wow.
I get it.
There we go.
So now we want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's a story out of Findlay, North Dakota that's on my mind today, Todd.
Okay.
There is a woman that has been accused of killing her husband, who went to the judge and said, I need a public defender, which means she wants you and me and every other North Dakotan listening to pay for her defense.
Right.
Now, this happens when people do not have means to pay for their defense. Right.
Right.
We as public taxpayers say,
for the indigent,
you can't be withheld a proper defense just because of your means. But there's more to this story. This woman is worth $2.3 million. That's what her assets are worth.
And she can't pay for her own attorney because...
Well, her son has had her assets locked up. Obviously, I would imagine...
Based on what?
Well, I'm guessing since she killed her husband, I should say she was accused of killing her husband. Innocent until proven guilty, right?
I mean, kids can't just call and have their parents' assets frozen without reason. Or there's that threat that, you know, Tom and Eileen's assets would have been frozen years ago.
she's charged with class AA felony, murder in the death of 66-year-old Lyle Midstoke. Authorities allege she drugged and suffocated her husband, whose body was found at his home February 3rd after his wife called authorities. So she's 60 years of age. Her son has had her assets frozen.
Okay, but again, how was he able to legally do that? I realize it doesn't look good for her, but you can't just get the assets. I mean, something must have happened to enable him to be able to get the assets frozen.
Right.
You can't just call and have, you know, people can't just call and have their parents' assets frozen.
Can I play judge for a moment?
Go for it.
If I'm the judge in that case, I'm going to say, look, this woman's worth $2.3 million. The son has frozen the assets, I would assume because he's very concerned about if this woman, you know, again, is accused of killing her husband, what's she going to do with the $2.3 million? Probably in just the name of sort of trying to say, hey, let's just catch our breath here and figure things out.
Oh, sure. I'm not going to blame him for doing it.
I'm not going to question his motives. But if I'm the judge, I'm going to say, hey, sonny boy, I know what you're trying to do here, but the $2.3 million, you got enough to pay for your mom's defense.
Yeah.
So the defense is going to come out of the $2.3 million. The taxpayers aren't going to get jammed with it.
Exactly. Thaw out a few $100,000, put it in escrow. Whatever does not get spent to the attorneys goes back into the parents.
Yeah, whatever,
funding.
Whatever. You can have it.
I mean, you know, we can make it so that mom doesn't run off with a bunch of cash and head to Mexico or something.
Anyway, to me, this is a no-brainer. But you tell us what you think at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You know what else is on my mind?
What else is on your mind?
Parents. When parents go goofy. Some Canadian parents were at a West Fargo hockey tournament over the weekend. They barge into the locker room of their 8-year-old boys, and they start a brawl. Are you kidding me? I mean, what example does that say to the kids?
Now, whatever happened to, I mean, we're so concerned about what kids may do on the playing field, or rink in this case. But, gee, parents in the stands can't set a better example than that. That's amazing.
Now, I don't want to put this up because there's two tracks we could go with this. We could blame crazy Canadians, right? But they're our neighbors to the north, and we should do that.
We all know there are plenty of people in America, and for that matter, about every other country out there, that can do the same thing.
Exactly.
I can't sit there and, come on, what's the stereotype of Canada? Canada nice.
True.
So I don't buy the Canada stereotype.
And I would think we all have stories of that as well. I think it says more just about parents in general taking youth sports way too seriously. Now, here's another side of the pendulum. Bismarck parents are going to the school board wanting to ban football because they see too many injuries. So they're, you know, there's this rage of political correctness that is taking on football because of, you know, some injuries. Now, obviously, football is not beanball, but youth football, is to me as American as apple pie.
Yeah. I that's not every Bismarck parent is necessarily saying that.
No.
And we would love to hear from some at 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. Call us and let us know. What is your take? Do we want to protect the kids? Yes. Are concussions something to take seriously? Absolutely. But is that the feeling of every parent out there, or just what's getting written about and all that?
What is with parents today is what I'm saying. And again,
goofy.
We don't want to do too broad brush here, but there's at least some incidents where
are kids making us goofy, or are we goofy?
Scratching my head here. 258-0550 for your take from the Agri International Trade Show Bismarck Civic Center today. This is What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 18th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of guest speakers. Presentations start at 9:45 a.m. with our keynote speaker, Peter Zion, who will provide strategic intelligence on global business, economic, and geopolitical affairs. Noted television host of U.S. Farm Report, John Phipps, will make the case that we are ready and capable of prospering in whatever future comes and that there will be many opportunities to consider. Senior agriculture meteorologist Drew Lerner will assess the status of the drought in the United States and detail the 2014 weather outlook for North America. Be sure to join us on February 18th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you fight, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefall on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is our telephone number, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Going to get your calls in just a moment here. We are live at the Bismarck Civic Center today for the K-Fire 550 Agri International Trade Show. And one of the individuals displaying their wares is with us, Cale Graham from Radiant Outfitters. Hey, Cale, how are you?
Good.
I want to be able to hear Cale. Try now.
Good. I'm doing good.
Well, yeah. All right, plug it into four, Scott. We had that problem yesterday after you left.
Now talk, Cal.
I'm doing good.
There we go.
Oh, I can hear you. Yes, yeah, wrong plug-in. Anyway, Cal, nice to see you. How you doing?
Good.
What is Radiant Outfitters sell?
Radiant Outfitters sells radiant floor heat systems.
And,
Barb had one of those.
I am a big fan of those.
I remember that.
It's a real energy saver, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's the most efficient way you can heat a building. You're heating up that whole slab, so you got basically a big heat sink there. And once you get that heated up, you're not using much energy at all to heat that.
You know what else, Scott? When you walk into the, say you walk into a kitchen first thing in the morning, now would you rather walk on something cold? It's amazing when you walk on that nice, warm floor.
Yeah,
you that is quite the feeling.
Now, if you're doing new construction, it's something to consider right away. How do you add it? Is it possible to add radiant heat?
It is. It's a little tougher. You can go between, like on a main level home, you can go between the joists. Some guys are considering pouring like a topping pour in the basements and stuff. That's a little bit more difficult to do. There's some ways you can add it.
And what kind of cost range?
If you're doing a shop or even a basement or garage, you're usually between, for tubing and manifolds, 90 cents a dollar square foot.
Okay. Yeah, and the savings, if you start penciling it out, I imagine you pay for that in pretty short order.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, and not only that, it's the most comfortable heat system, too. When you're in that building, you're not going to feel drafty. Everything's real even, nice even heat. So.
That's great. Where do folks find you here at the Agri International Trade Show?
We're in booth 210 in the exposition hall.
Yeah, there's the arena full of exhibits and then the exhibition hall as well, and you'd be in the north building.
Correct.
Exhibit hall number 210.
Yep.
And online, how do folks find out about you?
RadiantOutfitters.com.
RadiantOutfitters.com or stop and see them right here. Thanks, Kale.
Yep, thank you.
Nice to see you.
Barb did that with an older house in South St. Paul, Minnesota. And, oh, my gosh.
She added it, huh?
She added it. It was an older house built in, like, the 1912, somewhere in that time frame. And, yeah, so it can be done. Don't think for a second you can't do it with an older home because it was done, and it is marvelous.
It is. It is. And, again, save you a few bucks, too. That's the nice thing, plus the comfort.
I just like the thought of rather than walking on a cold floor, you know, like in January or February or something, your kitchen floor might be a little cold. Not with radiant heat.
Good deal.
Like
stop and see Kale, one of the many folks displaying their wares here at the KFIRE Agri International Trade Show. Brian in Jamestown. Thanks for waiting. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, the other day I was at a fight and a hockey game broke out.
Where have I heard that joke before? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And really, just take a look at the kids. How many kids do you think get punished after being in a fight in hockey? You know what I mean? Not by the refs or anything or the coach, but when they get home. You know, I'm sure the parents aren't, oh, Jimmy, you know, you shouldn't have started that fight. And they kind of encourage that type of behavior. And that's just kind of the nature of hockey. I think everybody knows that. As far as the parents go, yeah, that's pretty immature. But, look at what type of example they set for their children. I mean, discipline your kids when they get in a fight, you know. And as far as, the stuff out in Bismarck with people petitioning to, ban football, did you guys catch the luge last night? I mean, 83 miles an hour down that thing, and everyone's cheering them on. I bet you those parents are cheering them on, too. Tell me that's not dangerous, you know. People just need to grow up. You can't mitigate all risk in life and, teach your kids how to handle it.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a coalition of luge parents that are, we need to slow this thing down. Can we do something to the track so they don't go 83, they go 53?
Those school systems where they don't keep score in soccer because they want to make it fair. Could you imagine being in a school system where the parents fight in a hockey game and then transferring schools later on, like you move or something, and the next school you go to, they don't keep score? How weird would that be for a kid?
Now, I hesitate to say this as parents, as in plural, but there was a story Monday in the Bismarck Tribune that the Bismarck School Board was asked at its meeting about head injuries in football and urged to ban the sport. I'm not going to say this fellow's name correctly, but Douglas Sagelski, who spoke as a concerned citizen, said the board should ban football for both middle school and high school. The board plans to respond to his concerns at the February 24th meeting. He'd referred to a recent magazine article about brain injuries, generally from multiple concussions in football players. He mentioned Bernie Kosar, who'd played mostly for the Cleveland Browns as a player who suffered brain injuries, and he asked the board to explain what students are being taught about global warming. Now, what in the world? There's quite a connection. Ban football, and by the way, I want to know what kids are being taught about global warming.
Here's what they're being taught. Lake Superior is going to freeze over this year. That's all you need to know. I was just talking to a parent who's had a child in the Bismarck school system playing football, suffered a few concussions, didn't seem to want to get rid of the sport of football. Her son's had concussions.
And her name is Nicole Sortland. Hello, Nicole. Sortland, sorry. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Now, Nicole is on the Clear Channel Bismarck team.
Yes.
And so she's working with us here at the K-Fire Agri International Show. And she heard us talking about this and said, you have a son that has had a couple of injuries.
Couple concussions, yeah.
And are you going to be petitioning the school board to end football anytime soon?
Absolutely not. He's a senior, though, so he's done. But
okay,
no.
But let's say he was a sophomore. You'd let him play football a couple more years, right?
Of course. It's his passion. He loves it. It's okay. All-American. Football is what kids love.
And what happened with in his case?
Well, the last one he got was right after that law. They were passing the three concussion law or whatever it is. So he had to sit out, and he had to pass a couple tests with a personal trainer, make sure that he was okay to play again. But he was fine. He's fine.
Well, we do need to make
Not
sure kids are okay. But
did he have any concerns like, oh, Mom, maybe I shouldn't play here anymore? Or is it like, get me back in the game kind of deal?
Get me back in the game. He was actually mad that I took him to the doctor when he did get that last concussion. So.
Yeah.
I know they're dangerous. They are, absolutely. And the more you get, the more dangerous they get. I understand that. But you can't just ban football. Absolutely not.
Yeah. And you just mitigate it as best you can. The equipment's gotten... I mean, you look at equipment today compared to with equipment, even 10 years ago. I mean, obviously, it's a heck of a lot better. So, I don't know. It seems like political correctness run amok, this idea that bad things... It's like a car accident. Oh, we can't drive anymore. I mean, it's a similar analogy. I mean, you just, bad things are going to happen. You just got
to... You know what? If a kid wants to quit playing football, fine. If a parent wants to pull their kid out of football, fine. Get rid of the whole sport.
Crazy.
Really?
Right.
Plenty of people play football, never have anything happen to them.
Thank you, Nicole, for presenting the other side of this discussion.
You're welcome.
We appreciate that. Hugo in Watford City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Yes, I want to talk about the corruption in the government. I think the government's a little out of control.
Which level of government are you most concerned about, of this corruption, Hugo?
Maybe the federal.
And which corruption is your biggest concern? What worries you most?
I have a problem with last year Obama gave Planned Parenthood $543 million, and that can turn around funded for 323,000 abortions.
Hold that thought, Hugo. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Affordable housing. That's why I said affordable housing. I knew that would get your attention because it's hard to come by in the Bakken. That's until now. That's until Frontier Village. If you're working in and around the Stanley area and you're looking for affordable housing, I want you to listen up. You need to check out the all-new Frontier Village. It's a development located on the west end of Stanley, two blocks north of that brand-new Holiday station that's going up on Highway 2. If you have families, you're going to love this location because it's walking distance to both the elementary and high school. And, of course, all the amenities, grocery stores, and more. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it's never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs or your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to go fast. So why wait? Order now, and your new home will be ready to move into this spring. That's right. Affordable housing, move in this spring, walking distance to schools and grocery stores. 701-628-2418. That's the number you need. 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
A trade show. This is the 37th annual, if I remember correctly. 37th annual. Hey, Renan, that's how many years of tradition this goes on. Bismarck Civic Center.
Yeah.
So come on by and see us. Free pie's gone. Went out the door in record time yesterday, but our thanks again to the Lake of the Woods Pie Company for providing that great pie and all the good folks we met yesterday after the show. We will be handing out coffee mugs. However, today, if you come on by.
While they last.
Kind
of like the pie, they might go in 20, 30,
exactly.
40 minutes.
So if you want your coffee mug compliments to Todd Mitchell, stop by. We're right between the arena and the exhibition hall in the lobby area of the Bismarck Civic Center. Okay, Hugo in Watford City was making his comments about his concerns in the government corruption, specifically the federal government, and specifically you mentioned Planned Parenthood. I did a little quick research during the break. Planned Parenthood's net revenue increased 5% to a total of $1.21 billion in the fiscal year that ended of June of last year, according to their annual report. And of that $1.21 billion, $540 million, about 45% of that revenue, was provided by taxpayer-funded government health service grants. That's the story you're talking about here, Hugo, right?
Right. Right. And what I'm saying, I mean, that's not the government's money. That's our money. I mean, that's my money and that's your money. I mean, that funded from what they gave from the taxpayers' money, it funded 323,000 abortions that year. I mean, that doesn't sit right with me. I don't know if you're okay with it.
No, I'm not okay with it. And again, I don't. You know, here's the game they play. Planned Parenthood, a very small percentage of what they do is in breast cancer screenings or things that would be considered, you know, quote unquote women's health, that you would obviously, everybody would approve of. Just say, hey, that's, you know, okay. For people that can't afford them, you want to be able to have that service. So that would be a function. But the vast majority of their funding is obviously in abortion services. Now, again, a willing buyer, willing seller, it's legal in the United States of America, sadly, in my view. But nonetheless, that shouldn't be taxpayer funded. Right? That shouldn't be dollars that go there. And that's the vast majority of what they do. They take the money, in this case 45% of their funding, and say, well, we do women's health services. But that's a very small percentage of what they do. Yet it's a very large percentage of their funding that comes from the taxpayers. So I would agree with you, Hugo. I think that's corrupt. And I might suggest you give Congressman Kramer a call tomorrow when he joins us. Normally joins us Wednesday in the 10 o'clock hour, but it's tomorrow this week because of travel. Because of that big storm coming out east, he'll be here tomorrow, and he'd be a good one to take that on, or any other member of our congressional delegation to get their opinion on that.
All right.
Because I'm with you. Appreciate the call, Hugo. Thank you. Let's get one more call in before our guest here, Brad, Burke County, listening on 550 K-Fire, wants to talk about the parent that wants football banned. What's your take on this story, Brad?
Well, it's not mandatory you have to play. I mean, you sign up for it down there. I got a couple grandkids there, just can't wait to get signed up to play football, and you got to learn your skill someplace in grade school, high school, or whatever. You can't just start off playing college football. I just can't believe that these people just got to try doing away with everything that kids love, you know. So they don't, if they don't want their kids to play, just don't play.
Exactly.
There's plenty of kids in Bismarck that can make plenty of teams without having to have everybody sign up. So
yeah, well, last time I checked, no child in a school plays any sport without parental consent. You sign something. There's insurance waivers. There's all kinds of things. So very good point. Very good point.
And I had a kid. You got a concussion in a basketball game, so it's not just football. I mean, it can happen in anything, but that's the part that you put up with. And my kids love football, and that's their main sport. So.
Very good point. Appreciate the call and wise counsel on the topic. Many of our Facebook posts are saying the same thing. Sonny says, "Why do people do that? Don't want your kid to play. Don't play. Don't ban it for everybody else. This is America, isn't it? Why is the first reaction to ban things for all if you don't like it? Don't be a part of it, but don't take it away. Don't take away my right to be part of it.
Nobody's making anybody play."
He said, "I'm sick of this nanny state BS." But he didn't put BS. He actually used the whole word there on our Facebook page. We have to, it's a family program, so we're going to straighten it out. Anyway, more comments welcome on our Facebook page on this topic. We'll continue chatting about it. Bill Gross is with us. Bill's with a great organization called Farm Rescue. And Farm Rescue does some amazing work. And this is just, to me, very typical of the Northern Plains, just neighbor helping neighbor. But obviously, they do it in a very organized fashion, and it really works fantastic. Bill, thanks for joining us today to talk a little bit about Farm Rescue. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you.
Give us a little bit of the history of how this started. I know a lot of passionate folks committed to this and has really grown, and now you've got some wonderful sponsors that allow you to do a lot of good. But what was the seed that really started this incredible project?
Well, the seed where started it all is that I went on some mission trips overseas through the church, and I over to Romania and Croatia, and that was years ago. And you know, I come from a family farm near Cleveland, North Dakota, west of Jamestown. I wasn't able to stay on that farm due to financial reasons. Folks had some troubles through the 80s there, and I wanted to farm but couldn't. And went on to, take pilot training up there at the University of Grand Forks and then go on to fly for an airline. But when I was flying for that airline on my vacation time, I would go on mission trips, as I started to say. And I always thought that there was something I could do back at home here. I didn't know what it would be. And then when I'm flying overseas as a pilot for UPS Airlines, I fly long-haul trips, usually 12 or 14 hours over to Australia or Dubai and so on. The guys would talk up there on the flight deck of, what are you going to do when you retire? And I was only in my 30s. I said, I'm going to be this random Good Samaritan, go around North Dakota and plant some crops for farm families that are injured or ill. And they kind of thought that was a pretty wild idea, but I was very serious about it. And then I told a friend of mine a couple years later the same thing, and he's a chaplain in the Army, and him always thinking of things more probably in a Christian sense, shall we say, very much so. He said, well, why wait for tomorrow? You don't know what, you don't know what tomorrow will bring. You know, why wait? And he says, why don't you do it now? And so it kind of, spurred me on to go ahead and launch something now. So as I was driving home, from dinner with him and his wife, I thought, well, this will be my mission. Instead of going far away overseas, that my mission field will be in the fields of the farm families. And I strongly felt that, there's other people that maybe couldn't stay on the farm. There's retired farmers that would help out. And I thought, well, surely there'd be some sponsors that would help out. And, it's in their best interest to have the maximum number of farm families around. And so I developed Farm Rescue. I am the founder and president, and I do not get any money. I figured I'd lead by example as a volunteer. I'm not retired. I have my regular job where I make my money at flying for UPS Airlines. But there's been a lot of good-hearted volunteers that have come forward. We've started the first year where we only had three volunteers, and we helped a family out by Dickinson, by Leffer, North Dakota. A 32-year-old got his right hand cut off, and with two little kids and so on. That was our first case, and now we're up to where we've helped 252 farm families since 2006. But, you know, Farm Rescue came from the idea of just wanting to be a good Samaritan. And we have a database of nearly 700 volunteers that come from all over the nation. So it is truly a grassroots organization, started with the idea of basically, yes, kind of the old-fashioned, you know, farmers helping farmers, but in a much more structured manner, and having people come from outside our area to come here in the upper Midwest and help farm families, and that's a good thing.
Boy, is it ever. And by the way, if there's been anybody in our audience that's been helped by Farm Rescue or had a neighbor help that have a story to share, I'd love to hear it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. How do you help with your mission field here in the Farm Rescue? What is the criteria on a family that needs help?
Well, what Farm Rescue does is, you know, we plant or harvest crops free of charge for farm families that have had a major injury, illness, or natural disaster. It's that simple. We don't give them out any money. This isn't a handout. We don't get any government money. This is not a government program. It's just a public nonprofit. And so if a farm family has been injured, ill, or had a natural disaster, they can apply to us. Our board of directors looks over the application. Everything's kept confidential. Applications can be printed off of our website, farmrescue.org, or you can call us at 701-252-2017. We are having a little problem with our phone systems today, but hopefully they'll be up tomorrow. But or you can refer a farm family. You know, farmers are independent people used to working on their own, and a lot of times they're hesitant to ask for help. So in half the cases we end up helping, the farm families know about Farm Rescue, and they apply directly to us. And oftentimes they would rather do that than maybe asking a neighbor who's very busy with his own crop, trying to get it planted or harvested. And in the other half of the cases we help, it comes from people that may be listening to the radio right now, that they know of a farm family that may be dealing with a medical situation or an injury, but they call us up and they say, hey, there's this family, they're dealing with such, and they're not the type of people to ask for help, and they give us the contact information. You can do that anonymously. You don't have to give us your name. And then we call that family and see if we can end up, giving them a helping hand. And it usually results in that.
And again, that number is 701-252-2017 or farmrescue.org. Bill, is there a lot more need than you have the resources to help? I mean, do you have a long list of applications for this kind of help?
Well, you know, it seems like there always is more applications than we can help, but, you know, I mean, we do a pretty good job. I would say we get to about 70% or 75% of all the applications that come in, and so we have a good track record. We can't help everyone, of course, and we use our funds efficiently. We just use the funds for volunteer lodging and some fuel for transporting and insurance and various other things. But, you know, we are limited by funding, and that's our main constraint. So we can only help so many farm families. But we encourage people to apply. I mean, we are accepting applications right now. And if anyone even thinks they might need help for this spring for planting assistance, or if you know of a family you think might need help, you know, just encourage them to get an application in or let
Absolutely.
Us know.
Hang on a second, if you would, Bill. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Bill Gross, Farm Rescue with us. Joey and Steele, you're next.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
NESA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to nessetconsulting.com.
Here it is, the final week before Christmas. Have you found that perfect gift? Max can help. The Christmas sale is in progress now. Find an SK 7-piece screwdriver set or a 2-piece locking plier set for only $19.99. Buy a Max gift card for $100, we'll give you a $20 gift card free. Celebrate the savings at Max Christmas Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I'm Scott Hennon. We're live at the Bismarck Civic Center today for the Cape Fire Radio Agra International Trade Show. Goes through 5 today, so come on out to the Bismarck Civic Center. And if you talk real nice to Todd Mitchell, he'll give you a free coffee mug. You don't even have to talk nice. Just wave, smile pretty, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Just ask for one, and it's yours. The free pie went out the door in record time yesterday, 40 minutes. So we thank the folks from the Lake of the Woods Pie Company for providing free pie for the first 200 folks to stop by. It was gone, but guess what? The mugs are here. And there goes another one out the door.
See?
Anyway, back to our chat with Bill Gross from Farm Rescue in just a moment. I want to meet one of the exhibitors here at the K-Fire Agri International Trade Show. Harry Cashin is here, and Harry is with Russell Consulting Group. How are you, Harry?
Good.
Nice to see you. Thanks for being at the show.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about what you do. First of all, you give farmers an opportunity to benchmark themselves with other operations, not just farmers, ranchers, producers, right?
Correct. We do in-depth financial analysis of their farm to point out weaknesses or strengths from a benchmark of our other producers. From there, we use that as our foundation for marketing plan going forward for coming years for profit goals and break-even points.
So in other words, here's how this guy's doing it. He's in the top 20% or top echelon of producers. Maybe you do a little tweak here, a little tweak there, and with prices being a little volatile right now and not knowing where you're going to go, you really come out a little better at the end of the year, I imagine.
Yes, yeah, that's what we going forward here. Prior years past, marketing's been a little bit easier. Prices have stayed high. I mean, profit levels were easy to achieve. Going forward here, with prices dropping as they have, we feel a need for the program. It'll shine a little more because we're looking forward, not just at prices today, waiting for them to happen. We're looking for the profitable levels all year long.
Very interesting. And what kind of, how do you charge a farmer for that?
It's a per year basis, and the first year sign up is basically we're taking care of old crop, new crop, and even year out 2015 inventories.
And are you just doing farmers, or you do ranchers as well?
Farmers, ranchers, hogs. We'll do analysis on other different partnerships or LLCs that the producers may have, whether it be trucking, custom combining, that kind of thing. We'll do a financial analysis on that as well.
Very interesting. Harry Cashin from Russell Consulting Group. Where do we find you here at the show?
Booth 305 in the main exhibit hall, or 350, I'm sorry.
350 in the exhibition hall.
Exhibition hall.
Sounds good.
And number you can contact us if you want to know any more information, 1-800-279-4334.
800-279-4334. Russell Consulting Group. Harry Cashin. Thanks, Harry.
Thank you.
Back to our conversation with Bill Gross from Farm Rescue. And we have a call for you, Bill. Joey and Steele, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Joey.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to commend Farm Rescue. I think it's been a great deal. I've been partially involved with a few of them that have gone on in our area. But I guess the main reason I was calling is we've had a tragedy down in this area that some wet grain or heated grain that's heated up, the grain has collapsed, and we had a bad turnout on a deal a couple of days ago. I just wanted to, you have a lot of farmers listening, I thought it would be a good time to remind everybody to stay out of those bins if at all possible.
Yeah, no kidding. Good reminder, Joey. That's the kind of tragic thing we want to avoid having to need the services of Farm Rescue and the efforts there. So good reminder.
Thank you, Joey, for your kind words.
Anything else, Joey?
In the past, and hopefully I don't need you myself, but I like helping other people, and I think it's a great deal. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Joey and Steele, listening today. So, Bill, you mentioned you could always use more donations. I know you got a lot of great support from a lot of wonderful organizations, but if folks want to help Farm Rescue do what you do, how can they help?
Well, they can go to our website, to farmrescue.org. You can make a credit card donation right on there. That's probably the easiest way. Or you can mail a check. It's all tax deductible to the maximum extent to P.O. Box 1100. That's P.O. Box 1100 in Jamestown, North Dakota. And it's 58402. Just put on there Farm Rescue. And we'll send you a receipt out for it. And, you know, everything helps. We get donations, anything from $5 up to, you know, a couple $1,000s or so from individuals or such. So we very much value it, and it helps us help farm families, and we use our funding efficiently, like I said. You know, my board of directors are volunteers. I'm a volunteer. We got a lot of good-hearted volunteers locally and from around the nation that come and help. So everyone's, doing the best they can to help out the maximum number of farm families through Farm Rescue, including our sponsors. We do have some very good sponsors, especially around the Bismarck area there. Putlick Chevrolet sponsors a four-wheel drive truck for us. And we got Dan's Supermarket does a checkout donation coupon for us. And we got Dakota Community Bank, Bank of North Dakota, and there's a RDO equipment company, of course, sponsors all the John Deere equipment, and Walmart and Pizza Ranch, and of course KFYR runs public service announcements for us to get the word out to farm families. So yeah, there's a lot of good companies helping out.
Sounds good. Well, Bill, good to talk to you. Thanks for an update on a great cause. Keep up the good work, and kudos to you for bringing that mission effort home. I think that's important. I mean, I know there's a lot of great causes all across the globe, but, you know, when neighbors are in need, that's where we ought to focus first. So glad you do what you do.
Well, thank you. And we do have a booth at the farm show there for anyone to visit today. So thank you.
Come on by and see him, or check him out at farmrescue.org or call 701-252-2017. Boy, those coffee mugs are flying out the door, aren't they?
Yeah. I'm sorry I don't have the additive the last guy wanted for his.
What did he want on his?
He's hoping to add some whiskey here.
Is that right? Yeah, no.
I don't happen to have any of that. Sorry.
Mug is free, whiskey extra.
Yeah.
All right, more from the K-Fire Agri International Trade Show coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.